Jake's house here, 2 miles.
And what did you tell us about when our folks first came up to the valley?
Well, we gotta go through this all over again.
That's right.
You don't forget it, sir.
So Lars put a little heat on the valley.
Well, 1907, I guess it was. That's what Art says, or continued with.
And his wife came, what, 14 years later, you were saying, is that right?
Yeah.
And would you tell me how that happened to Mary? They knew each other before, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
And they married in the valley. And they went, but they were homestead. That's quite a ways up the valley, isn't it, one of them?
Yeah, the road went up on the west side.
On the Campbell side, right?
Yeah.
Well, how did they cross it? There were lots of bridges, so it just forded it.
There was just creeks, you know. That's all they had to cross. There was no big creeks even.
Also, it was just like a wagon?
Yeah, that road was just a wagon road or a wagon road.
Well, back in those days, could people make their living, like you said, they homesteaded. That meant they have cows and horses and hay fields and that sort of thing. Did they sell produce or?
Well, to tell you the truth, I don't know how they met that before I was born. And I never did see that.
Oh, where did they live when you were born?
At Winona, no.
Oh, so they...
Well, actually, no, we lived in Kelly. Till we were... I think I was born. Probably 7, I guess.
Was that a logging camp or a fishing camp?
No, it was a pole camp.
Oh, a pole camp. Oh, so they cut poles then? Yeah. Your dad did?
Yeah.
Even back then?
Yeah.
Oh, they sell poles out in Hazleton?
Hanson, I guess, bought them.
Did they have to deliver them there?
Yeah.
Did they deliver the poles or just, like they cut them up there in the land, they end up on land and stuff?
Well, no, there you got me there.
You know, just sure it happened.
I don't know just what or who he sold them to, and how he even moved them, because there were no trucks in those days.
Well, that's what I was wondering, is how they got them out. They didn't afford to throw them down the river, so they must have...
Well, they did later on.
Well, they did?
Yeah.
Okay, but they weren't yet.
This was too far from the river. Yeah. This was just about the level.
They must have moved in teams.
Yeah, but I don't know how they, unless they stay all of them to the river someplace and then dump them in the summer.
Well, we should find that out.
I'm not sure about that. Maybe Norman or George. Art would probably know.
The other thing, they would get some pictures of that. That would be really nice. So then when you were in school, like when you got school age, where'd you go to school?
I never went to school for a while.
So you moved, how far was that from your house about, by the way? Like, did you go by horseback or
no,
walk or?
We hoofed it.
So you walked?
We won.
So they couldn't get too off, right? A couple miles,
2.5 miles.
Do you remember your teacher, your first teacher?
Things are slowly off the top of your head.
I think Edward Kennedy was the first guy. Well, maybe not.
Did you like school? Do you ever like school? Tell me about this team. Was this later on? When you were older then, when your dad had these work teams, or was that when you were just a kid still?
Well, yeah, I was just a kid when he had these. This one, the oldest one, he was killed in the bush.
Oh.
She lived for a long time.
Well, you weren't very old then at all. And maybe you weren't key record.
I didn't know. About 10 years ago. This is the one that, that's good luck, I'm sure.
This one? What was his name?
Well, we used to call him Dark, you know, well, we'll call him Dark.
Well, they'd be big horses, wouldn't they?
There's nothing.
This is a picture, is this a picture of your mom here?
Yep.
So, when they came over there, when your mom came from Norway, could she speak English? Or did she have to learn?
I don't think so. I don't think she could speak English.
She'd have to learn after she got here then. So that...
I mean, she may have known the few words and this kind of stuff.
So that would be...
She couldn't carry on the conversation.
So she'd be lonely then, wouldn't she?
Well, she stayed with Anna Lund.
Well, could was Anna, was she Norwegian here?
She was Swedish.
Oh, so they could communicate then?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
But after she was married, then they went and lived in Romstead area. And, well, wait a minute. They stayed with...
Where were the picnics at when they started, like, their celebrations?
Well, the first one I can remember was that Skinhead Camp, right?
And what did they have, like a community day celebration?
No, just a big get-together.
Did they play softball?
Yeah.
And races and that sort of thing?
Yeah.
Picnic?
Yeah.
You have a dance?
No.
That would be back in the 20s or something like that?
No. I don't know if they had any back that far, but I can only remember when the first one I went.
How old were you then about?
Come on, I have your birthday written down, so you don't have to
show me. Would it be in the like 40s? No, before that, 30 said.
Yeah, the budget is in the 30s.
Or late 30s.
Late 30s, 30s.
And when did they start the rodeo then? Was that in the 40s?
Yeah. Hmm.
You got pictures of cars in
the
background.
Yeah, because you got a picture,
you know,
the rodeo.
There's
a rodeo. And there's no fence up. It's just the cars are in a big circle around and they keep the horses in?
Yeah, it'd be sometime in the 40s when we started.
And where was that at? Is that where the rodeo grounds is now?
Yeah.
And there was no hall or anything there then. It was just a field. Then they put in a racetrack, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we had a racetrack there, but it was too short.
So then they took the racetrack out because it wasn't a good one. Well, this managed to hang in for a lot of years, so we'll know.
But the first built that and started that rodeo it worked these. Everybody come and did his bit.
Little Valley helped, or a lot of the Valley helped.
Oh yeah, a lot of the Valley.
And did people from town come up give a hand too?
Well, no, I can't say.
Some maybe, not that much, so mostly
yeah,
the Valley people.
I can't recall anybody from town, but that's not saying that it worked.
Yeah, well, this is
really hard to do. Remember who started that? Started to get the rodeo going, whose idea might have been?
Well, no, I'm not sure about that either. I think that was when Hap was first came here.
Well, Hap
really
used to ride, didn't he?
Yeah.
And he used to ride Norman. Who else, do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody had to go out of Dallas.
Yeah, Drew.
What did you
call?
Was that when Helen was writing this? Or was she in Columbia?
Helen. Helen Campbell?
Helen Campbell.
Oh, yeah, they'd be here. Did she used to write Bucky Stock?
Yeah, she wrote the stock.
Like, did she use to write in...
She was telling me she wrote in rodeo and she won a couple of times.
Really?
But I was wondering if she wrote around at the same time.
Well, it was pretty well. I have to be there.
Because
that was... But then they used to have this argument in Labor Day barbecue, so they had help them.
And they used to ride there through the...
Oh yeah, they had a rodeo going there too. That was their circuit. Doing the battle.
Can you remember any funny stories that happened to you back then? Or to other people if you did, or things like that? Anything funny that you want to tell us?
Well, there was lots of my guests today.
What was your first job, Henry?
Yeah, but Louis, I got you on to know about my dad and my mother, not about what I was doing.
It's a little bit of everything, too. It's very...
When
Charlene asked me, I can honestly tell Charlene what happened. I can show her what I'm writing instead of trying to him and call around to find out what her grandpa did. Because I don't know what my grandpa did.
Oh,
so you had a job pitching hay?
Where I was down in Hagler.
So he'd have a ranch or a farm or something up there?
Yeah, that's where life was living right now.
Oh, well, the one there about
Miller.
Was
the one? Yeah, Miller.
Oh,
Miller.
Okay.
Miller lived there.
And so what, you did this like in the hay crops out in the field and then put it on the big wagon, was this guy doing? And into the barn? Did they have ice cream makers then? I remember when I was a kid. Out on the ranches, the farmers' wives, a lot of them made ice cream. They had their ice in the shed and this and that, and they made ice cream during haying season.
The only ice cream maker I know of, he belonged to Love's. They used to make ice cream. Good ice cream. But they had a ice cream.
Yeah, you have to have the ice out to keep the ice, yeah. So that would be kind of good, too. Well, on the other side of the valley, though, okay, you guys lived on the right-hand side of the road. Over on the other side, was it pretty well populated, too? Like, when I first came up here, there was a place up there that one of the Campbells lived, or the little one, Jim, I think? Were those all ranches up in that country back?
Well, that's, Jim was that the... Little Stewart place.
So that was all pretty well populated too then? Like there was...
No, there was only three up there. There was no heavenly place for Cruces now, and Lee Adler and Jim Stewart.
On that road?
Up above.
Okay, and then when you went to the right up the road, was like there was Campbells were there and Wookiees were there. When I came up here, but before that, there were places all the way up, weren't there?
Yeah, but I don't remember them all.
No, but there was quite a few people in various areas.
Yeah, and there were...
Because there were little cabins and stuff, and I was just wondering if they'd all been mostly been homesteads up there.
Well, there was lots of homesteads in there.
Where did those people all go?
I guess.
Did they go up for the war?
Some of them did.
And didn't
come back.
Well, like how did they make a living? Did they just sort of...
This was the First World War.
It would be the First World War, wouldn't it? And then they didn't come back.
Well, some of them did.
Yeah. Do you remember any of the ones that went out and didn't come back? Or anything?
No.
They didn't know them by a lot.
I didn't know any of them. They're just names.
Yeah.
And we'd run across, shack. As a matter of fact, that's when we were looking for last spring.
That was
that guy, I believe, my dad told me that he went to the war and didn't come back. I don't know anything.
So that was a long time ago, though. Look, someone was telling me that the big hospital in town, that was the little hospital, it used to be here, they called it the big hospital. People up the valley used to bring down butter and cream and that sort of thing, and they would sell it on a regular basis to the hospital. Did your folks do that at all?
I don't think they did the hospital.
No,
I don't know.
You're just not sure? When did you get your first car?
Me?
Yeah. Did you have a pickup or a car or a truck?
The first one I owned was a ton and a half Chevy truck. That had been, had belonged to Roy Wilson and got cracked up.
Did you fix it up yourself?
Well, no, somebody else had. That was my first car.
What car was it?
It was green then. It used to be red.
Then they painted it green.
No, somebody else did.
Yeah. How long did you have it? Lots of years or?
Not very long.
It lasted long.
I traded it off to Joe Kimball where they had a bloody awesome.
Was that a little awesome, the ones that had the little arms up the side when you signaled them?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're funny. We
got the better end of the deal. You were joking.
Well, I'll tell you, I had more fun with what I got than he had with what he got.
Well, did you take Miss Austin and then you went all to the rodeos and partying and chasing girls, did you? Was this the idea of Miss Austin?
I don't think I ever took that Austin to the rodeo. I may have.
Well, were there dances like in town? Did you come into Hazleton to go to dances?
One time he was telling me he walked up to the old Goodnight Hall there, 40 below with his dress pants on, and light coat.
Where's Washington
Bay?
Yeah. Well, in the that same street to study system.
And you walked up to Gimnax to go dancing.
Now you can figure anyway, brainless enough to do that in 15
minutes.
I'm totally feeling better in cold weather.
You were telling me too once about Uncle Mom, and you and Uncle Mom and went out before you turned into the sun.
No, we didn't travel alone when we traveled.
Who did you travel with mostly?
Well, I found my own power.
He said it had a good attitude.
Do you remember George Hampton?
No, I remember the name, but I don't remember him. Was he from town or up the valley?
Well, his dad had that skin of grass there. You know where Ernie Clifford was?
Mm-hmm, down by the river.
Where that memorial
is. It's a memorial now.
And then he's sort of followed the normal driver in Austin.
he might be right on the car. So you started partying. You weren't one of the ones that was in on getting the nurses out of the nice little house there to go party. Were you whistling at the windows, that sort of thing?
Doing what?
Well, the nurses' residence there, that seemed to be quite a popular place for the young lads to go try to visit.
Well, no, I didn't.
You can tell me.
I was around there somewhat, but I never ever took any of the nursing homes. Because Louise was working at the hospital at the time, and that's how we got acquainted with some of them.
Louise was your sister, and she worked at the hospital. Is she here now?
No.
so some of your family's there. And you've got brothers, you've got Art and George and Norman in, right?
Yeah.
And they all live. No, Art doesn't live in this area.
He lives in Alberta.
He's in Alberta, and the rest are all still around here then.
Yeah, Oscar Fredrickson. And that's what they nicknamed him, the Gallatin Swede. Mr. Ryan, he didn't stand at least most of the time with love. And anyway, you remember that Mike horse I may have told you about here. Anyway, that's the horse he had. And he went out to, there used to be a little mailbox, a small mailbox with a chimney burner, a regular. And there was a little log hut there that somebody had built. And people go to town for what the bug, and they pick up everybody's mail and leave it in this little hut. And sacks of grain or parcels and stuff like that. Anyway, he went out to get the mail when Diamond had this 100-pound bag of wheat on the road for lunch. He only had the horse. And anyway, he threw this in the saddle in front. That horse was laying that head anyway. You couldn't hold it. Run. And they said when he went by William Haglund, to the horse had just gone full out. And old Oscar had a hold of the neck of this sack, and it was slowly sliding. And he was leaning the other way, and the horse was going on a dead run. I don't know whether he got there with it or not.
The county about when you and Dallas went up working for the, was it surveyors you went up for?
That was the topographic survey of the street category.
Well, what did you do? Just go out, you pack train, you had a pack train, didn't you?
Not that year. The year before we did.
Oh, you weren't in on that though?
No, the year I was up there, we flew in, and we had a helicopter.
What did you do up there? Just go from camp to camp and?
Yeah, and well, we had to take, what do you call it, elevations, and we build rock cairns up on the mountain, something they could sight on with the train. And down in the valleys, well then there'd be just a three-cornered signal.
And you got
like sailcloth or something like that, or light canvas on this three-cornered trip.
So it showed up so that
yeah,
so
they could.
And then you're running lines and this. Was there lots of game up in that country? Not too much. So you didn't get time off too much for hunting or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Cabrillo, that was in midsummer.
Oh, and you went to the volleyball. Oh, I see. How many months were
there? Yeah, I get about two and a half
months. So it was quite a, it'd be quite an experience though, wouldn't it?
Sometime in June we left and we were back.
Was there high water up there in that country that time of year?
Yeah.
So what, did you have to afford them or?
No, we helicopter.
Just helicopter, we were them, so it didn't bother you that much. Do you remember when the telegraph line was up the valley there, like, that was, oh, you must remember that.
Well, yeah, but,
do you remember any of the people that worked on it?
Or did you know any of them?
Well, I know Charlie Jensen did.
And they used to go up and stay in those cabins, didn't they? Lived there, like that was their actual homes, wasn't it? Would they go up for months at a time, I guess, or just...
Well, I would guess so. Some of them were way in there, but...
And they'd walk back and forth and check the line partway down to the next cabin, I suppose, was this the idea?
Yeah, something like that. I don't know if there was anybody, see, they had not only these main cabins, like first, second, third, all the way up to ninth, I believe, maybe, but then they had halfway cabins and some quarterway cabins.
So they would sometimes walk back and forth and check, like each person had a specific area.
I would guess so, yeah.
How did they take the supplies into those people? You know?
Well, I suppose pack train in the summertime, and I would guess that they would pack in enough in the summertime to last for the season.
For the whole year?
I would guess so. Because, boy, there'd be lots of snow up in that time. Well, that was just another trucker shack.
Or is that sort of over by then?
Well, there was a few, I guess. I know Russ Everbond used to crop. Bill and Wally and Jack, they went out. Different winters.
Did Ken Miller?
I know they're the only ones who exist like that.
Do you remember when the river boats ran up here? Was that before your time? Do you remember when they quit running? Don't remember, but you heard?
Well, I heard, know? I guess. But
just
I
don't recall.
Because I'm sure there were no river boats when I was getting up to this point.
I don't know if that's wrong
there,
huh? It's an awful big
play. That was my second play, right? That's in a Medi Adden, not Bowser Lake.
It was Bowser Lake.
Or it could be Medi Adden, too. That's in Northland, huh?
What was that in for?
Well, that's what they flew supplies in when we were on the survey.
On the survey.
And then they moved camp from, well, we started off at Swan Lake, then we moved to Medley Adden, and then the third one was at Bowser.
How many people would that be? Because this person standing right on the wharf there sure looks small.
It was just a bush plane. Like a beaver?
Look at it, it looks like he could stand right under that wing.
Yeah.
So it is a fair sized plane then.
Well, he's probably standing behind it. He's standing back at the tail end of the float.
Oh. So it looks like he's in front of the wing.
So the wing would be in front of it. Yeah, it was there. Well, they had 1,400 pounds on it when we flew out of college.
So it's just bigger than the beaver, then?
No, it's not like a beaver. Beaver's overloaded, but we had every time to get them off the lake when we found the beaver.
And that's what you guys stayed in? Those weapons?
Well, this is so cool.
There's quite a few pictures of these little wall pens, I see.
Oh, that's the cook ship. That's in the Medi Adden.
When were you at Medi Adden? Was that in that survey?
Yeah.
There must have been quite a few guys. We had a cook chat or a cook tent up.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Oh, 8. That's still a fair number in a cook.
Yeah. Well, it's probably like that, you would probably get it, like that, 14, whatever.
It would be interesting doing something like that.
What was it like to ride in a helicopter with no top?
Yeah, they stripped it.
Why? Heavy?
Yeah, it was the weight. They just had a bubble on.
You mean they took the bubble off?
They took the bubble
off. Oh, you know, they're just in the air?
And they
it's ignored.
They stripped it. They stripped the weight down to the tail, they were right down to the framework.
Why? So they could pack more supplies?
Yeah, it was just a little one. It would carry the pilot and one man and his survival gear. That's what I'm going to carry.
Is this all the crew here? You went over?
Yeah, I guess so. Part of the middle. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 there.
You recognize any of them?
The guy that took the picture would be 12. Well, that's Harry Wicks, so remember that. This is Doug something or other, that's the guy I was up to.
Did you guys ever pull any pranks on each other when you're out there? You must have got pretty boring if you want to pull pranks.
Well, I didn't see them do it, but there was a guy there, he was a kind of a slump. He did well in the bush. He was kind of joke while around the camp. He'd help the cooks and they had to set up camp. Anyway, he was a kind of a windbag. And one night he was telling about his hunting exploits, I guess, and this had concerned a bear at the time, I'll show you. But anyway, one of them had shot a bear, it was fury. Anyway, this guy was laying in his tent reading. So anyway, a couple of these guys got this bear, and they got up to the tent flap and they started making growling noises and scratching and this kind of stuff and wiggled the tent flap. And there was a guy in the tent with him. He probably knew what was going on. But he said he sat up on the, well, he threw, put his book down first and listened. Then he sat up and you could see the tent flap move. And these other guys kept getting bigger and bigger. And then the sunny bugger grabbed the bear and shoved him through the tent flap. The other little guy just let out a squall and went right out the back. And had to look good. It was a good picture. But they're just lucky because they didn't know the guy, but he used to keep it loaded with all of them to come.
He didn't serve.
He was not all loaded.
What did the other guy do?
Oh,
yeah.
He
just
pulled me in. Don't laugh, man.
Is this a barbecue, though?
No, that's a... It's a ball game or sports day, couldn't it?
Was there road good, like when you went to Kitten Gulf or here? Would you come all around and go down the way we do now, or would you go down the back road?
The back road wasn't in there.
Well, there was no back road. Well, were there ferries across that? Was there anybody living on that side of the river? On the back side?
Well, yeah, there was a ferry at Old Town.
Yeah, and was there like was in the facility at Kitten Rock and, or at Cedar Grove.
Yeah.
And remember what happened at Kitten Rock then?
Terry's still in Cedar Grove. Well, wait a minute now. They can get there from Kitten Rock now.
Yeah, the ferry went out, there was high water and it got washed out at Cedar Grove, but I just wondered, was there ever one at Kitten Rock?
Well, I guess there had to be. How else would you get there?
Well, I don't know, that's what I was wondering.
That was before the, that bridge hasn't been there.
No, it's only been a few years, really.
Where'd you get the Buddha?
Hey, we're up in the mountain, out from Mesiad, we can't from Mesiad. So I don't know.
That wasn't on your survey anything, was it?
Yeah.
How did you say it was strictly taboo?
Well, I was very intended on lying on there.
Smiling.
Kind of almost looks like it would be.
Nope, that's true. Matter of fact, that's my partner.
Well, that's when you were surveying.
Way over there.
We had a little back against the snow.
How old were you when you were surveying?
Do you remember that? 50, 51? 25. No. Yeah.
What all did you do besides just survey and pitch bales?
What?
What all did you do for work? Like you said, you were pitching bales for all your hands.
Well, that was the first job I had. Unfamiliar.
Well, did you take up like truck driving or logging, didn't you? How did you start in the logging?
Well, we're born loggers, you might say, because that's all my dad ever did.
Oh, so you were logging at home and then you got a contract, you and your brother got contracts of your own or something like that?
Well, no, dad wasn't. I never did go into it on my own. But my dad had took a cedar pole, and then we had that little mill. Matter of fact, as far as I know, it was the first mill I ever went up in the kitchen.
Was it just a tiny little
mill? Well, it was like a little giant, but it wasn't. It was a homemade deal. He bought it from some guy out of the worst town here in New England.
What did you saw? Special orders on it? Just everything?
Just to begin with, own use and different ones that weren't lumber. Even the first mill they had was even before that. It was strictly home. And they were done a big day with a thousand people.
It was a tiny little guy there.
Yeah, but it was wasn't mechanized. Carriage, correct? And
the
carriage.
Yeah, hand crank the carriage?
Yeah.
That would be the first mill up there then, wouldn't it? Where was it set up?
Well, on
your first place?
Yep,
yeah,
we're learning as well. It would be pretty well where the shops sit in that general area.
So you wouldn't have power saws for the bush, you'd have the sweet saws to cut the trees down with?
Oh yeah, we never had.
And then you'd skid in with the horses, and then you'd have to crank the mill by hand.
Well, I listened to my dad.
Oh, your dad, yeah. See, you know.
I wasn't big enough to really come down and we could work on it, but we were there to see him operate it.
Whoever helped him, did he ever help people around the valley?
Well, you know, there was a guy who lived with us for years, in our artery, even chicken as well. if he's still alive, I think it would be good. And, so between him and Dad, they built this mill, and then between there and Bush Camp.
It must have been pretty handy to build a mill. Like, oh, here with all that, because they'd have no machining shops or anything much, would they?
No, well, they had this interbar built that had a lathe.
Oh, so they had a lathe thing?
Yeah, wood lathe. So they turned out to run their rollers for the carriage.
So then Grandpa made that bookcase himself with all that stuff, eh?
Yeah, he made that. No, that bookcase made on thread spools. And things on thread?
Yeah, the old wooden spools.
But that, I don't know if you ever saw it. I don't know where it is now.
The bookcase?
No, remember that table used to be in the...
That great big heavy table we used to have.
Heavy table?
Yes, I remember that table. It eventually got wrecked and sat on the well in the basement there as a cover. It was the last time I saw it, because the top started coming off and I was going to fix it and never did.
Oh, no, that is a different one. This one I'm talking about is round.
Okay, that was a big old table.
Did your dad make the ground table?
Yes. Ainar
guy,
Sweden, or Norwegian, whatever he was.
It must have been really handy.
He made it. But he made his wood lathe first, and Ainar there took two men to run it. It was a hand trade.
Well, back in your parents' house, did your dad make some of the furniture? Or did you have bought things like that?
This dining room table, and he made four chairs, and I think it was a painter guy that did.
So he was a cabinet maker.
Well, he was pretty handy.
Well, Grandpa made that bookcase because he's got his name on the back of it. Yeah. He signed it. It's got the date 1926 or something like that written on the back of that bookcase. I can't remember offhand, but. Has his handwriting. He's got that old wood style.
Yeah, I know he made it.
Same as Grandma's picture, it has her signature on it, and it's
really
neat.
Looks like they're carrying a horse across the river or something.
Where is that? As soon as you walk in the door, it's going to be.
Oh, that's, that year Norman was up with Jack up to Tatlatoo. That's how they took the stop it. Even if they couldn't afford it.
What, were they guiding Tatlatoo?
Yeah.
They had hunting parties, yeah.
Yeah. So they trailed in when they were paddling through.
One guy paddling the raft and the other guy holding the lead rope.
And they're leading the horses across the water. It's been pretty wet.
You worked at the Silver Standard Mine too, eh?
Mm-hmm. What did you do there?
Well, a little bit of everything.
Was that a big money? Big money? It was rich, wasn't it, Rich Oil?
Yeah.
When did it close down? In the 60s, 50s?
In the 50s.
Hazleton sure got quiet after the mines closed, didn't it? Did you run a machine or that?
Well, I ran a cat, truck, some.
Did they haul any more down by truck?
Marshall hauled along the road. Or concentrated.
Where did they take it? They brought it down from the mine, did they load it into boxcars here? And then where would it go to be smelled?
Trail.
And down all the way down the trail? Well, there was was a, almost a little town up there, wasn't there?
Yeah, I don't know. And half of the part of the crew didn't even stay there. They were married, they lived 2 miles, new town, moved on.
Because I remember, if we came here, there were 4 or 5 houses up there, and there were stables and a cook shack.
Well, that stable was from the first quarter up.
Oh, they were all over, but they were still.
Yeah. Matter of fact, there's some there yet.
Something?
From that first quarter. That's, remember that, yeah, that one that Richard and Shuri. Yeah, that's from the first quarter.
The ones they lived in.
Richard said there was a cook shack there.
Yeah. And you were telling me that was a cook shack they lived in there. And there's still more, I think there's a...
There's a barn.
A barn just up from it.
Machine
and
shoe?
Yeah, about
100
feet from it or something like that.
But somebody built down to that one, that Durstein.
Yeah.
Well, there's houses in town here that they moved down from that mine, aren't there?
Well, it could be.
Isn't that one,